business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellet. The S&P 500 index down 7 at 2110, a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 34 points, a decline of 0.7%. Dow Industrials down 22 points, a drop there of 0.1%. Stocks fell as declines in biotechnology companies overshadowed a rally in commodity stocks ahead of Apple's results after the closing bell. The 10-year down 5/32, the yield 1.92%. Gold, $1,202.40 for an ounce of COMEX gold, up 2.3%, higher by $27.40. And this report is brought to you by National Realty, the experts in safe, high-return residential real estate. Visit them at www.nria.net. Again, recapping, stocks lower, S&P down 8, a drop of 0.4%. Carol Masser, that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Bella, thank you so much. This is Taking Stock on this Monday. I'm Carol Masser, and you are listening to Bloomberg Radio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. That, among other areas, just check out any place near out west, and that's where a lot of folks are moving towards. And we want to talk about that, the population migration that we see, because it is moving steadily out west. Here to talk a little bit more about this is Jennifer Oldham. She's a reporter with Bloomberg News, and her story is one of the most read stories out from Bloomberg on this Monday. She joins us on the phone from Denver, Colorado. Jennifer, good to be talking with you. I love this story. Caught my attention. First, let's just talk about what's going on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. What we found, we were digging into the data, and we found that millennials are moving in larger numbers. These are folks in the 25 to 34 age range, are moving in larger numbers to cities out west than cities in the Northeast or the South. And that is causing a lot of companies to follow them out west. This is opposed to trends in the past when you saw younger people following companies. Mm-hmm. So what's happening now is we're seeing an economic shift toward the west for the first time in history, really. We're seeing higher GDP in these western cities than in the northeastern cities. We're seeing higher wage growth, higher housing prices. All sorts of economic indicators across the board are trending to the western half of the country.
I mean, so we're talking about, if you look at this, you know, our global cities, our national cities, if we're just focusing obviously on the United States here, what cities are real hotspots?
What we found that the data shows is the real hotspots right now are Portland, San Francisco, San Jose, Denver, Provo, Utah, Austin, Dallas, Houston, cities in the West and the Southwest.
Interesting. So, you know, I can think of three nieces of mine who pretty much grew up on the East Coast, and two of them are out there for school, but one just started working out there, and another one is out west as well. I mean, it's just, we see them migrating. We really do see that. What are the implications in terms of our national GDP and what we see?
It's interesting because when we started to dig into the data and compile some data of our own, you can see that the implications for the GDP, the country's GDP overall, are startling. You see the GDP actually starting to shift toward the West, and that's billions of dollars of economic impact in terms of jobs and the flow of goods and mm-hmm. supply chains and increased cargo coming into ports in Texas, all moving out West.
What does it mean, though? You know, it's interesting. You point out in your story, Jennifer, you talk about, though, if you look at the election cycle in terms of campaign contributions, most of that money still comes from people from in the Northeast, right? So they, some might say, are the influencers in terms of political candidates. But it's interesting to maybe have that dynamic going on while at the same time you have more and more folks moving out west.
That's true, and I think the interesting thing about the political piece of this story is that as more people move out west, the political representation in Congress of the folks out west increases because they reapportion the seats in the House according to population. So out west, they are gaining more seats in the House. It used to be that three-quarters of the seats in the House were centered east of the Mississippi, and mm-hmm. now it's 3 out of 5 are centered east of the Mississippi. So even though a lot of the political contributions are still coming from the Northeast, you're seeing greater political representation in Congress overall shifting toward the West.
What does it also mean if we're seeing more folks going out west? I think about, you know, the drought situation in California. They've got a tough thing. I mean, if you've got more and more people moving out there, it just kind of exacerbates the situation, or potentially can down the road if it's not fixed.
Yeah, and the economist we talked to said that that's a real challenge for the West, is figuring out how to cope with growth while more is coming, while not impacting their economic bottom line. The economists we spoke with for those stories said they thought this was a short-term bump in the road, though, depending on how folks address these challenges in the West. But over the long haul, it doesn't appear that the trend of people moving that way is going to stop.
In doing your story and doing the research and then writing it, I'm just curious, you know, what do you think it's important that people who are listening right now kind of take away from this in terms of how we think about trends, whether it's housing, whether it's the environment, whether it's wages?
I think that it's just the thing that I found really fascinating about this story is that if you think about the trajectory of the country's history over time, folks have moved from the east to the west, but now what we're really seeing is that this movement from the east to the west is having all sorts of economic and political ramifications that it never had in the past. So you are going to see more jobs being centered in Texas than there are in New York in the future, and there'll be more political and economic influence in these cities, in Denver and Portland and Austin and Houston and San Francisco.
All right. Well, it's a great read. Jennifer, thank you so much. Really appreciate checking in with you. Jennifer Oldham, she's a reporter here with Bloomberg News, joining us on the phone in Denver, Colorado. The story on Bloomberg.com. When your kid moves out west, she takes the U.S. economy with her. Right now, you are listening to Taking Stock. I'm Carol Master, my co-host Michael McKee, and we are Bloomberg Radio. This portion of Bloomberg Taking Stock brought to you by Willoughby. Since 1898, New York City's boutique camera store for precision-crafted Hasselblad Leica and the new Leica camera system. Willoughby's, corner of 5th Avenue and 31st Street.